The anti-gay marriage movement is active elsewhere as well. Four states have passed similar amendments already this year. 14 other states are considering them. And this is after 11 states voted on marriage bans in the November elections in a political confluence that some pundits think helped return President Bush to the White House. Stateline.org reports on issues and trends in state government. It has a new article online with state-by-state rundowns of same-sex marriage bans. Kaven Peterson is the author of the report. He joins us now. Kaven, can you give us a quick scorecard? What states have bans and where are bans being considered?
Right now, 17 states have adopted same-sex marriage bans in their state constitutions. But in addition to that, basically it's the public policy of every state except for Massachusetts to ban same-sex marriage. Right now, we have Kansas voting tomorrow to potentially become the 18th state to add such an amendment to their constitution. And then three more states that will be voting in 2006 on similar amendments.
And those three are?
Tennessee and South Dakota are planning on voting in November of 2006 and Alabama in June of 2006.
Tell me, who's behind these efforts? Are they coming from the grassroots or is there some group organizing on the national level?
So basically, the way the constitutional amendment process works is they can either be put forward by grassroots efforts, signature gathering efforts, or they can be put on the ballot by the state legislature. All four of these constitutional amendments were put on the ballot by the state legislatures.
The four that have passed this year?
Yes, that's correct. Nearly every state that is considering a same-sex marriage amendment this year had also considered it last year and had failed to get them through the legislature. These states are the four that so far have been able to pass them. Out of the 14 that are still considering amendments, it really looks like maybe only one or two of them are going to be able to pass them this year. But our sense at State Line is that these amendments are going to stay alive and probably going to be coming up again in 2005 and 2006.
In your article, you note that these are specifically constitutional, state constitutional amendments, and that there's a reason for that. What is that?
It's the public policy of every state except Massachusetts not to allow same-sex marriage. But since the High Court in Massachusetts ruled that it's unconstitutional to deny same-sex couples the right to marry, other states who do not want to have their courts issue similar rulings have decided that the best way to prevent courts from legalizing same-sex marriage is to basically enshrine a definition of marriage in their state constitution, therefore taking away the ability for the court to say that it's unconstitutional to deny same-sex marriage.
Kaven, you cite complications from some of these constitutional amendments in various states. Give me an example.
Some of these amendments have been so broadly written, and then in the case in Ohio, several judges have thrown out domestic violence charges against a man who was not married, but he was charged with beating his live-in girlfriend, and a judge decided that because of the amendment, they can't charge him with domestic violence because only married couples can be charged with domestic violence. And there's been a lot of publicity about that case in Kansas, and because of that, the most recent polls are indicating that Kansas's vote on the amendment could be the most narrow vote of all the amendments that have passed.
Now, there have been court rulings in three states that indeed do say that it's unconstitutional in these states to deny marriage to same-sex couples.
That's correct. In California, Washington, and New York, lower courts, judges in lower courts have ruled that it is unconstitutional to deny same-sex couples the same rights and privileges that heterosexual couples enjoy.
And where is that fight going?
The lawsuits in those states have worked through the lowest court level. They're working their way on appeals up to the highest courts, except for Washington. Washington State's Supreme Court heard oral arguments in this case last month, and they're expected to issue a ruling anytime between now and the end of the year. And that ruling could potentially legalize same-sex marriage in Washington.
Does this wave of ballot measures mean that we're going to see a resurrection of the effort to push through an amendment to the U.S. Constitution?
I think it's pending litigation, the potential for Washington or California or New York to follow Massachusetts' footsteps. If that happens, I think that might resurrect the debate in Congress.
Kaven Peterson is a reporter for Stateline.org. His article on the widening trend for state constitutional amendments to ban same-sex marriage is currently up at the stateline.org website. Kevin, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.